What up, party people? So today we have a short clip from when Mark Bell went and hung out with Alex Hormozi. They got into a lifting session, and thank goodness the cameras kept rolling because they got into a deep conversation, which you guys will hear in its entirety on Monday, August 8th. But up until then, we're going to show you a couple of our favorite pieces and, you know, highlights from that conversation to get you guys ready for that full-length episode, again, which drops on Monday. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And again, be looking out for the full-length conversation with Mark Bell and Alex Hormozi as they got an awesome lifting session this coming Monday, August 8th. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.
For people that are just tuning into this and this is the first time seeing you, what's like... maybe a misconception of you think that might be out there, that just because people saw like quick videos on YouTube or a quick TikTok or Instagram or something?
That's a good question. I feel like Caleb has a good idea for that.
Is there a couple misinterpretations, like two or three that...
Well, I think one of them is actually what Joe said. He was like, so you're like a business coach. I was like, no, I'm not a business coach. Like, we just own businesses. So I don't coach anybody. The only people that like I work with are companies we own.
Right.
So that's... probably the biggest misconception, because I get DMs all the time.
So you more invest in companies?
That's all I do. Okay. Exclusively is investing in companies.
And then once you invest in it, you're invested in it, and you're going to help. And
then I'm going to do everything I can to grow the because I'm literally vested.
Part of the team.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And so we act. So we basically built. So acquisition.com is a business that builds businesses. So I was thinking, like, I look at Warren Buffett, who's a big hero of mine. And I was like, okay, how do I take all the money I have and then create a business where I can actively work on the business while also compounding my wealth? And so I knew it had to be something where I could mix money with active time. So if I make a real estate deal, I put money in, but I don't put any time in, so I don't have a lot of value add there. Like, I'm not gonna, I didn't make my money in an apartment building, so conceptually I get it, but like, I'm not in it. Someone comes to me with, 10 locations of a hair salon, they got a cool, unique model, and they're like, I wanna get to 200. I'm like, we can do that. Like, that's a game we are good at. Or if someone's like, hey, I've got this, unique way that I help insurance sales guys triple their sales volume by doing these three things that's different. I have this tool that helps them. Then I'm like, cool, that's a business that
I mentioned to Ryan on the way here.
Yeah.
I have these ideas all the time. My wife's like, pump the brakes. She's like, can you and I together, can we make that company better? And I'm like, I see your, and like, how interested are you going to be in it for how long?
Right.
And so that's a good question for people that are like thinking of investing. Or if you have someone that's going to invest, can they make your business better than where it's at now?
Totally.
If they can't, then it's probably not meant to be.
So we look at the person, like, do we like this person? Would I want this? It sounds terrible to say this, but like, do I want this person to be rich? And I'm like, I want this guy, I want him to be somebody who's an example to other people because I want him to be rich. I'm like, I will help this person even if I didn't make money. So it's like, that's checkbox one. The second one is like, how big do I think this opportunity is? If it's something that serves a very, very, can only get to 10, maybe 20 million, it's something that I'm not like, not that I won't help somebody, but I might not be as interested as something that I think get to 100. It's a bigger marketplace, serves a bigger need, whatever. And then the third one is like, what's my unique value add? Like, this is a great founder, this is a great business. It's not my wheelhouse.
But you can think of five other people that could help.
Yeah, and I could refer them, or what we'll do is just say like, hey, I don't think that what I could do merits the investment that I would want to make this meaningful for me. So just, this is what I would do. Good luck. So we'll give somebody, even if we're not going to work with them, like, just our general plan of what we would do. Because like, Caleb knows this because he's been working with me for a while, but like, we're big believers in like, it'll come back. You know what I mean? And even if it doesn't come back, so all I did was help someone. Oh no. You know what I mean? Right. Like, for free? Yeah.
Right, right.
You know, like, I'll die happy. Like, it's fine. So that's kind of the thought process behind it.
I'll hit this last set.
Piston.
Woo!
Nice set.
Smoked it.
You want to do one draw? Yeah. You want to do the 35 and then burn it out?
Sure.
All right.
Is there any other misconceptions?
I was going to ask Caleb, because you see the DMs and the comments a lot. Thinking
do people think that you're like people think that you're like Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob? All you care about is money.
Well, you know what?
Might not even bother you, but
I've always been really hesitant to say like I don't care about money, because I do care about money.
Yeah,
and I never want to get into a situation where like, he did that for the money. I'm like, yep, 100%. That's what I did it for. So it's just like, what am I doing for the money? So it's like, I have values. As long as it doesn't contradict a value, like, I have, someone's like, it costs them a penny to make this thing they sell for $100. That's terrible. I'm like, there's, I mean, you price off value, not off cost. Mm-hmm. So I don't, that's just American. Because as soon as you say that a certain amount of profit is not ethical, you get into this really gray area where I'm like, what's okay, 100% markup? 200%, like, is it 201%?
Does he end up in the DMs at all or no?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Does he end up in the DMs?
Guru, yeah.
People call you like a guru or whatever, but like...
It's like business coach, mentor, guru, all of that kind of... It's just because that's the space, which is why we tried to like very consciously say like...
Just watch yourself.
Oh, my bad. I was like, we don't sell anything. You know, like, I don't have any courses. I have no masterminds. I almost removed, I'm still going back and forth on removing the tag because I have a book for 99 cents. Mm-hmm. Just because the internet doesn't deal well with gray. With nuance, that's what... Like, internet
doesn't
do well with...
Do you find yourself defending yourself in your DMs?
No, I don't. I don't.
He's been pretty good with that.
Oh yeah.
That's not,
sure?
My, oh,
I'm kidding.
That's not my.
I'm
kidding. I lean more towards like.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, because it's like.
Yeah, joking with people or giving them good advice, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because I also get some of the companies we have are in, you know, they're founder facing, you know, they're face of brand, kind of like you with Slingshot, right? Like,
yeah.
And people give them flack, and they're like, and they get bugged, you know, they get bugged by it, and I'm like, I always feel like you get bugged by stuff that you think there's a string of truth in it.
Pat Proctor family, I hope you guys are enjoying this episode. Now, I want to talk to you guys about three things that have vastly improved our sleep, because you guys know how f***ing important that is at this point. The first thing are the blue light blocking glasses from Bond Charge, because they help you start producing the melatonin you need to produce before you go to sleep. Secondly, the blue light blocking bulbs, because then you can replace the lights in your bathroom, in your bedroom, the places that you frequent at night, so that when you got to turn on the lights, go peep or poo, you're not bathed in artificial light. And then the last thing are the sleep masks, so that when you are sleeping, you are covered in the dark of night. Andrew, how can they get it?
Yeah, you guys got to head over to bondcharge.com. That's bondcharge.com/powerproject. And at checkout, enter promo code powerproject to save 20% off your entire order. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. Let's get back to the podcast.
And so if I was like, Mark's got pink hair, he's a girl, you'd be like, I mean, okay.
right.
But if it was like, I'm not saying you, but like if somebody, you know, Johnny over here, you know, rips off his customers and he like has a terrible product, doesn't deliver support, if Johnny gets upset by that, and there's probably an element of truth there.
Yeah,
but if Johnny hasn't lost a customer and has net negative churn and his thing's doubling every month because it's all based on word of mouth, he'd be like, okay.
If he's known for having the best customer service ever, he's laughing about it. Right.
And so it's like, I think there's gold in the comments if you can like take the, you can take your ego out of it. It's like all the gold's there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you get upset, then it's like, that's a good indicator rather than like, I should get defensive. It's like, dude, you're right. We're
that
working
makes
on
sense.
It.
Two or three people say the same thing. It's like,
yeah. And I don't
maybe
think,
you should look at it.
Yeah, I don't think humans biologically are meant to do what social media does, on the plus or the negative. Like, we're social beings, and so we feed off of feedback. So, like, you're a kid, and you look around, and you're like, "What does that mean?" And then an adult says, "This is what that means." And then you're like, "Oh, that's what that means." Now, what they just said might completely be wrong,
right.
But like, we orient ourselves with feedback. But then a lot of people can't take 1,000 people in a day telling them they're a piece of shit. It's just, but like. Biologically, we weren't built for social.
No,
you know what
we
mean?
Probably had interaction with like 50 people, or
right.
100
so,
people in a lifetime.
And if 100 out of 100 people you talk to said you're an asshole, like you should fix your behavior.
Yeah.
But if you've got 1,000 telling you're an asshole and 1,000,000 saying you're amazing, you still hear the 1,000 and it hits the same.
Yeah.
So I think that's the, and on the flip side, the fame, like the crazy mania of like, you're amazing, you're a god, you can do no wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just as if not worse. So it's like, I think you have to unplug from the matrix and say like, none of this matters.
Mm.
Like, all the hate, that's their worldview reflecting on
right.
me. And all the positive is like, I'm filling a hole that someone didn't fill for them, but it has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean?
It doesn't make you any more loved by your wife.
No.
Right? Like,
by
that's,
yourself.
That's
yeah.
what I share with people. Like,
yeah.
I have some friends that have, like, yeah. they value, like, I guess, yeah. what I, the stuff I've done, right?
Yeah.
And they'll say certain things, and I'll say, hey, just to be clear, your wife doesn't love you any less than my wife loves me. It's the same,
yeah.
you know, unless there's other things we don't know about. But it's, it should be similar, right?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad, your family, it's as yeah. long as you got like a healthy family, like it's the same.
Yeah.
It's not more, it's got more followers.
Right. Clayton Christensen, who was a Harvard business professor, he died at like 64 from cancer. Guy like killed life, like 2-time national champion, NCAA, basketball player, Harvard Business School, then professor, started, founded big businesses, whatever. And he wrote this book called How Will You Measure Your Life? It was a really interesting book where he talks about like a lot of his Harvard Business School like friends, they only measured their life with money because it was the easiest thing to measure, not because it was the most meaningful. And so he talks about how different ways to look at measuring, because when you're dead or when you're 80 something, you're not like, man, I'm so glad I'm worth 10 billion instead of 5. You're like, man, I wish my kid were here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he talks about, you have your strategy. He said, but where strategy meets reality is resource allocation. So resources being time and money. It's like, yeah, where do you spend
your
time?
Kid's not going to be like, that was so sick, my dad invested in 50 different businesses.
He won't, he's like, he was there and he went fishing with me.
You know what I mean? He was there, he wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. No, totally. Yeah. And so he talks about like spending, he said, you can stay at work late one night and your marriage probably won't be different. Like if you miss dinner one night. He's like, but the problem is that they'll sacrifice that like today thing, but they lose the long-term benefit, and they sacrifice that for the short-term benefit of the promotion of the recognition for a project. He's like, so it's always, and it comes down to the thing we were talking earlier, it's like short-term discomfort for long-term achievement.
Yeah.
People usually don't make that trade. They make it the wrong way.
Peeps, we love bringing you all this fitness information, and we also want to help bring that information to more people. So if you could help us out, hit that rev subscribe button and then hit the notification bell, and we'll continue to bring you the heat. And I won't whisper in your ear. Talk to you guys later.